O sea, dormir ahí es imposible.
Hi, Master.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabekoah. Anabekoah. Gedula chimimcha. Tatir. Serura. Alephet gimel yutat sadi. Kabel rinat. Amcha sadvenu taharenu dora. Rubrei shayim sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehuta kivavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yutav shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the moon that created the constellation Aprav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word
I don't know
bin.
If you want to keep looking.
The Dalet and the Nun together spell the Hebrew word din, which means judgment. Barchem tacharem rachame sidkacha tamid gamlem betedresh tzaditav gimel chasin kadosh berov tuvcha Na'el adatach Hetkuf bet Tet nun ayin Yachid ge'eh Lamcha p'nei Zokre kidushata Yud gimel lamed Hei zayin kuf Shavateinu kabel Ushma tziyakateinu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive and the negative aspects of that creation. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum V'chanum, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alapim, Notze Avon V'apesha, V'chata'a V'nake. And now we're going to read the verses that we read daily that connect us to this year and previous years. And we're going to start with the L'shem Yichud. The first verse we will read after the L'shem Yichud is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52, that connects to the year 5777, this current year, which is the year of the goat. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu L'yachta L'shem Yud Hei B'vav Hei B'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konaneh, aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konanehu. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevayich yinam. The first letters of these five words can be parsed into three Hebrew words. Satzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters, the last letters of each of the five words, can be parsed, permutated into two Hebrew words, dir yam. And that can be translated as a sea of tenants. Both of these first letters and final letters and their translations relate to the year 5777, the year of the goat. We also have a verse, Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, that is related to the year 5777 through its spelling of the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, by having an equal letter sequence of seven between each letter in the spelling. Kim Badonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadbaku Kaasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The next year, the previous year, 76, we have two Hebrew verses that relate to that energy. That energy was the year of the pause. Whenever you're feeling overwhelmed and need a pause, these two verses are very effective in achieving that consciousness. The first of these two is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'ayu limat v'lo yachlu lehashi et kol ha'olot v'yachaskum achechem alevim ad kelot hamlacha. V'yagid kadshu ha-kohanim, ki ha-livim yishrei levav, le-itkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, la-la-he. Wa wa wa, yo la yo, ala me, hey hey hey, aka are kaha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4 is the second of the verses connecting to the year 5776. Bidhu ba Adonai, yo hey wa hey, adead, ki biya. Yo hey, Adonai yo hey wahe, sur olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19 is the first of three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that is connected to swallowing death forever. Kamalo. Tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Samuel, first Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, Asher Yitabe Sham Wishavtem Eli El Nachum Wehalachti Item Wehayim Yeshno Varetz Vechipasti Oto Bekol Alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetzach Yove de Roav Yom Ruayo. In the year 5774, we have one verse that connects us to the energy of that year, which is the peace in the Middle East. And we want to keep the ceasefire in place and expand it to other areas until we have a total peace in the Middle East. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shachan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. Now we're going to read a verse from the Zohar. It connects to the energy of certainty. It is from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tanenan Dekucha Parishu Kolma Deavid Deela Witata Kolaiho Kishot Biovada Dikshot Veleid lach mila v'yalma divaye parna shludachya leya mineya ulan haga beya kilana dehakulhu ovada dikshot inun vekola itzterich v'yalma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. We're going to need read the names of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 14th day of Cheshvan. Rabbi Yehuda Lo, the grandfather of the Maharal. Rabbi Lev Bal Hayishurim in Sfat. Rabbi Avraham Elimelech Perlo of Stolen Karlin, Ben Rabbi Israel. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we read in a whisper. Today's class is an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. I believe it's row 16, the right-hand column. The essay is by Rabbi Ashlag. When you open that up, scroll down to class or essay number 22, and it will open up where it says, it's not time for the animals to be watered. It's not time for the livestock to be gathered. It is not the time for the livestock to be gathered. Water the sheep and go pasture them. This is a verse from Genesis that usually, on its literal level, on its story level, is referring to, I'm not sure if it's Elisheva. No, it's referring to Jacob when he went to Laban and met Rachel. It is known that all the words of the righteous turn upwards, as it is said to him, and it was revealed by the shepherds of Haran. It is so because it was impossible to roll the stone from the mouth of the well of the revealing of Rachel before all the herds were gathered, and the stone was rolled off from the well's mouth. And I am adding, this verse is among the story of Jacob's arrival and meeting Rachel in Haran, the home of his mother Rivka, Jacob and Esau's mother. In my humble opinion, it can be said that before each revelation, there must be a covering, as in the darkness of the morning. For this reason, since Jacob arrived at the well of Rachel's revealing to Jacob, he did not feel Rachel's love as during the entire way, as he followed her with his cane through the Jordan. I am adding, the darkness of the morning refers to the fact that the sky gets darker just before the dawn. This is a spiritual law that prior to something being revealed, like the Mashiach, it must seem to be darker. This is called concealing prior to revealing. This is the reason that people wear clothing. It is not to keep warm. We wear clothing to conceal what will be revealed during the sexual intimacy in marriage. That is also why people wear clothing to bed, which serves no intrinsic physical purpose. Continuing to read. This is why he, Jacob, set out for the upper well, for the well was blocked by the rock. And Jacob means elevating the externality. Hence, he set out to be to the externality. This is the meaning of, and he sat on the well, meaning sitting. And I am adding, in the verse from Genesis 29:8, and also verse 10, there is a hint in the Hebrew that is not clear in the English translation. That implies that Jacob sat on the well as part of the actions to open the well. He promptly stood in prayer, and a man set out to the shepherds of the flock. Why? It's not the time for the livestock to be gathered. Water the sheep and go pasture them, which is a verse from Song of Songs. Where do you pasture? And where do you make it lie down? And the reply came to him, we cannot until all the flocks have gathered. That is, until Jacob achieves a coupling and externality. The whole of Israel, including the four mothers, are dependent on him alone. This is why his work was thus far alone, not in public, for he did not need any assistance from others, and was the strongest in the work without ever being tired. This is referring to his work in the study of Torah, which he did for 14 years prior to leaving for Haran. He did this study in private in the yeshiva of, I believe it's, Ever and Shem and Ever. But at that moment, when it was his time to mate with Rachel to elicit the 70 souls, he promptly felt weariness, and this is what he spoke and prayed about. Indeed, he knew. And this is the meaning of Jacob not rolling the stone from the well's mouth prior to the disclosure of Rachel. However, upon Rachel's disclosure before him, the zivug enayim, the coupling of the eyes, was completed. Therefore, at that time, all of Israel were included in him. Thus, all the herds of that time had already gathered, and therefore, he rolled the stone from the well's mouth. And I am adding, we learn something amazing in the above paragraph. Concealment can be diminished, can be a diminishment of energy, or even something like a lessening of power or other perceptions of lessening. This is like the darkness before the dawn. Continuing with the essay. From then on, when the 70 souls of Jacob expanded into 600,000 souls, the matter returned to its initial state, requiring the gathering of all the herds in order to roll off the stone from the well's mouth. And when the power of one part is missing, it causes weakness in the whole level. This is the meaning of the Baraita of Rabbi Ishmael, an individual that requires a collective, and anything that was in the collective and has departed the collective does not testify to itself, but departed in order to testify to the entire collective. Since, a verse from Psalms, as for man, as a bud of the field, so he will bud. The whole point of the buds rise into a single flower. The collective of Jacob and the tribes are a complete bed. This is, places a unique boundary for each and every soul, as in receiving light from above in this world. In the work, and one is greater than the other, one is higher than the other, and no face is like another. The depiction of these boundaries is identical to the image of the lines and dots of the flower, where the boundaries in each part and dot on the flower form the beauty of the flower. But when the dot or the part in the flower extends the boundary, whether a little or a lot, it makes the whole flower unsightly. It is impossible to take only part of the flower and examine it alone, for then that part has neither beauty nor glory. This is the meaning of the allegory in the Zohar, in the Sulam commentary in Naso, item 19, about two who boarded a boat and one was drilling under him. His friend admonished him, "Why are you drilling?" And the fool replied, "Why should you care? I am drilling under me." But indeed, the individual spoils the beauty of the entire image. From this we understand that the ruin of the first temple, the craftsman and the locksmith did not save the temple from ruin because the majority of their contemporaries spoiled the beauty, though in them there was no flaw. For prophecy is not present in a flawed place, not even in the slightest. I am adding, this is also a significant spiritual law. Perfection can only exist in a complete vessel. This is true even while in the middle of the process. Continuing to read. This is the meaning of a prayer in public, that one must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire public. It is so because one cannot extend one's boundary while the boundaries of the rest of the buds of the flower remain where they are. For as smallness blemishes the beauty, so does greatness, since the boundaries of all the lines and circles of the flower must be related. This is the meaning of save my soul from the sword, my only one from the dog. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul. As in all who is proud, etc. For there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with the attire pride, with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. For only he who takes from the flower, not only does he condemn the beauty of the flower in general, that there is a flaw in their value, but even that specific part has no glory or beauty whatsoever, and no color in the eye will regard him. I am adding, the eye represents wisdom, chachma. No color is referring to levels of wisdom. For this reason, he ruins his soul and also causes the giving of his yeshida, the unique part of his soul, to a dog, meaning bone, the parting of the points, while ma is the connection into a single flower, and yeshida is the one who receives the light of ma. And every person has a yeshida, meaning his own expansion. This is what caused every boundary, meaning man's sensation of himself as a unique self, meaning an only one. Indeed, at the root, he is called Yechida, only one, because there all the souls of Israel are only one, one collective, as in counting a number and there is no number. And as in collective and individual, as in choice. And all that is required of one's work is to extend upon himself the light of Yeshida, which will be completed only when all the herds have gathered. And I am adding, if only people would learn from Rabbi Ashlag and the deep teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. Herds means all the individuals of all the nations becoming unified, which means unity within the diversity of creation. Even during work, when one prays alone against his will, he departs from the public and ruins his soul, which is from the chazeh and below, as in the revealing and particularizing of the souls. Moreover, Yeshida passes to the dog, even at the root, as in the expanding of the name, bone, into dumb dogs cannot bark. That is, their cry will not rise to the heaven whatsoever, to the zivug of ma and bon, and ben, or ma and bon, meaning to unite, but is rather given to a dog, meaning the separation, as in hav, bark, but it also means to give in Hebrew, to give of the daughters of hell. And I am adding, ma we know is eron pin, while ben is malchut. For some reason, the word bon is actually usually said as ben. This is the meaning of, and all the children of Israel have light in their dwellings, meaning their dwelling on the throne, which is from the chazeh and below. It is a place where chasadim are revealed and expand. For in the netzach hodin yesod, the internality does not disappear, and there are no intestines there. and also a dog will not bark. That is, there was not even an awakening of anyone from the children of Israel to demand anything personal, as in Hav Hav, for no one needed anything because they did not feel as separate selves. And this was their power to come out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And I am adding, this is describing the unity of the children of Israel when they left Egypt. Continuing to read. Thus everyone must gather with all of one's strength into the whole of Israel, with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and in the work. For it is insolence and great disgrace to disclose one's nakedness before, etc. This is the meaning of, and you shall not go up by steps to my altar, meaning as an individual where one is above the other, and especially that he desires to boast over the seed of holiness, and a holy nation does not need him. He marches on the heads of the holy nation and demands greatness over them. This is a disgrace. We must not mention henceforth. Instead, he should include himself in the only one, the root of all of Israel, as in, I am the first and I am the last. And then his strength is just as Jacob's strength. At that time, he will be able to roll the stone from over the well's mouth with a mighty hand, and will water all the herds from a well of water. For the previous boundary will be lifted from all the souls of Israel, both below him and above him. Moreover, the depictions of the boundaries of the flower that render glory and beauty will not change at all, for they will remain in their former depiction. But the boundary of the holiness in general will be expanded greatly, causing light to all the children of Israel in their dwellings. And then even his own personal dog will remain dumb, for the light of beauty will appear as in his dwelling place, meaning from the Chazeh and below, for so is the nature of the light of the collective, that is one the individual, who has been annulled with regard to his own individuality, and he does not feel himself. My commentary. This essay is describing the idea that the individual will find that the light that is generated by the community will overwhelm the individual, and by doing so will absorb the individual into the community. That's the end of the class. Does anyone have any questions? Class is tomorrow at 4:30. Is a mini Zohar class where we will complete, hopefully, section 46. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a second class in Talmud Esther Sefirot by Rabbi Ashlag. Wednesday at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock will be our question and answers series. Thursday at 4:30 will be an advanced reincarnation class, and at 7 o'clock will be a regular Zohar class. Saturday, Motzei Shabbat, at 6 o'clock will be our Havdalah recitation, and at 7 o'clock will be our Zohar class, our first opportunity to connect to the energy of the new week with the Zohar. Sunday morning at 10:30 will be our fourth class and probably our last class in Why Study Zohar. And at 2 o'clock West Coast time will be class number 4, where we'll be reviewing the 72 names of God. And next Monday, of course, we will have a mini Zohar class at 4:30, and we'll read another essay by Rabbi Ashlag at 7 o'clock. All of these times are West Coast times. So I bid you shalom unless someone has a question to ask. Shalom to all.
Shalom.